What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Seek the Poet. Labor Day weekend is just around the corner, and the official organizers of the world's largest Black Pride event is back for another round of entertainment and empowerment. In the Life, Atlanta presents the 21st annual Black Gay Pride Celebration, starting August 27th through September 4th. Featuring their signature events, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, the Health and Wellness Expo with Campus Pride, the New Political Candidate Forum, and much more. For more detailed information, visit inthelifeatlanta.org. That's inthelifeatlanta.org. And as always, it's a new day with the ITLA.
Meek Productions is a proud media partner for the Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration via History of Black Gay America.
Hey, this is Maurice Jamal, and I want to invite you to join me with a new movement that is designed to honor, preserve, present, and recognize the numerous contributions of Black LGBT people all across our country. History of Black Gay America is Meek Productions' new division, created for the advancement, evolution, and progression of queer people of color. So if you're a Pride organizer, activist, or historian and want this concept in your city, and you should, register as a chapter manager or representative by visiting their website, blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Once again, that's blackgayusa.meekproductions.com. Remember, know your history and know your heritage.
Get ready to honor history and heritage as we present to you Meek Productions' national Black LGBT subsidiary, History of Black Gay America, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. To our listening audience, and welcome to an evening edition of Meek Productions National Black LGBT subsidiary radio show, History of Black Gay America, where we encourage you to know your history and know your heritage. Of course, this is the CEO back at you once again, broadcasting in the heart of downtown ATL. And of course, we're in the midst of our Atlanta Black Pride press conference series edition of this show, where we'll be bringing in some representatives from the event producers, organizers, and club promoters of the various events that's going to be taking place at the 21st annual Atlanta Black Pride Celebration, brought to you by the host organization In the Life Atlanta, also known as ITLA. Remember, it's a new day with ITLA. Want to give them a shout out. And speaking of ITLA, we have a legend in our media studio right now. So happy to have him on our show for the first time. And I know he's been in Atlanta shortly for a brief moment. And just once he got here, immediately just got involved with the community. He's the activist that we all know he is, as well as LGBT hip hop legend. Tim T. West is in the building. What's happening, brother?
Hey, what's up, Meek? How are you doing?
Hi, how you doing, buddy? So glad that you can grace me with your presence at this late hour.
We both work like that, right?
Okay. You know it's nonstop with us, man.
Absolutely.
Tonight, we're going to actually dig deep into your involvement with In the Life Atlanta Signature Baby, their signature event, Speak Fire. You had a chance to participate last year for the 20th anniversary of Speak Fire, which was phenomenal. For those of you that missed it, it was at, of course, Apache Cafe, and which is another legendary spot here in the ATL. Have you been part of Speak Fire previously, before last year?
I have, actually. So when I wasn't living in Atlanta, I would frequently come and participate and be a part of Speak Fire. I hosted with Robin G. White a couple of times.
Okay.
At Speakfire, I participated with Anthony Antoine.
Yeah.
When Claudia Moss was hosting, I was a part of it when Imani was hosting. So
wow.
I've seen Meek. I've seen various iterations of it. I wasn't a resident of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that it's been uniquely special to be able to participate as an Atlanta resident. As opposed to coming in from elsewhere to perform and participate in it. And it's really great. Interestingly, as you know, I do most of my performances outside of Atlanta. I tend to be more of a national performer. So a lot of my friends and things that say, hey, like, when are you actually doing something local? And this will be a great opportunity for people that don't get to see me because I'm everywhere else all the time to come check out a great show with an amazing, amazing cast of artists that represent so many different things. Poetry,
yes.
all, of all sorts, mm-hmm. conscious, erotica, as well as hip hop, as well as acoustic soul
yes.
and vocal music. So you're going to be in for a real treat. And you don't get a show like this for $10.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think that's what's really, I think, impressive to me is you don't get a show of that caliber with amazing artists for that kind of price. And so I think in particular for a lot of people that you want to get away from the club or do something a little more low key or, you know, take your boo to an event and sit and chill
yes.
and have a nice drink and enjoy some poetry. There are a lot of people that aren't necessarily into the club scene and want to do different things. And while I'm happy we have those options,
true,
it's always nice. I think Speakfire has always been that event that has attracted people that want to do something a little different.
That's true. And that's one of the things I've always loved about Speakfire when we talk about the history of it and the original intent for it was to showcase, you know, the original artist community within our LGBTQ community. And let's kind of do something right quick. When was the first time you heard about Speakfire? Let's see how far back you can go.
Oh, goodness. I'd have to say my very first Atlanta Black Pride was probably in the early O's. I know I was living in Oakland, California. It was during the DDC days.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. And I remember coming here and just, you know, being blown away, one, by how large it was. Atlanta has always continued to be one of the largest prides. I've seen iterations of it over time. So, for example, we always talk about, like, you know, the pride in the party versus the party in the pride.
Yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, earlier days represented, you know, pride events. You had film festivals.
Yes.
You had workshops.
Mm-hmm.
You had, and so I actually hosted several times the Speakfire event, even as a guest or a visitor. I participated as an author in the Literary Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big film and documentary you know, person. In fact, I'm a one of the co-founders for Chicago's Black Alphabet Film Festival, which is the first ongoing Black LGBT film festival in the country. Just had an exciting, fabulous weekend in Chicago. And we're trying to think about ways we can expand Black Alphabet since there is a model for it and bring that to different cities. And so, I really think there's opportunity. And I think some of our young millennials, you know, the political times that we're in right now.
Okay.
I think there are people that want pride to be a little more significant than
this
when it turned up. Right? And that we can do both. It doesn't have to be either or. It's not about being self-righteous and prudish.
Mm-hmm.
It's about saying, hey, like, I want to turn up, but I also want to learn some things and be with people in my community in spaces with the lights on where we're connecting and networking. And that's really how we build power.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. You actually reminded me of, I think, the first time I saw you, because the pride that you're talking about, Black Pride, you're talking about was when they was at the Sheraton Colony Square, which has now been changed to the Midtown. It right there on 14th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was right there because during the time they had the workshops, they had their own host hotel. Matter of fact, that was like between like 03, 04 going into 05. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I know they was doing it before at the old Renaissance Hotel, which that hotel on the corner of West P Street and North Avenue has changed so many names since then. But I think that was the first time I think I saw you before we officially met.
And that would make sense because I moved from, and so that you might be actually, you know, giving me a reference point because I moved from the Bay Area to DC in 04.
Wow.
And I think it was that Labor Day that I came down to Atlanta to experience that Pride, and I've been at Pride ever since.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy ATL. I remember Atlanta pre-Olympics. So
I
went to college in North Carolina. We would get in that car and drive 6 hours and go to Lolo's and the Kett
and then Marquette. The Sleazy Queasy. So, I didn't know you knew about the sleeves.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, you know, I remember, you know, what is it?
Because that means that you remember all the old clubs. You remember Backstreet.
Yep, Backstreet.
You know, because even though that was more for the white community, but what I loved about Backstreet, it was inclusive to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Is MJQ still? That's an old spot too, right?
Yeah, I remember MJQ's. Yeah. I haven't heard that in so long. Yeah, so. Yeah, wow. Yeah, the Armory.
Armory, yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What used to be right there on Cypress Street? What's the name of that club? See, you bring them at memories. I forgot the name of that club that used to be right there on Cypress Street, which was actually kind of slightly diagonally up the street from Backstreet. But I forgot about it. But yeah, you bring it back a whole lot of memories, man, because we had a lot of spots. The Pear Garden. I don't know if you had a chance to go to the after hour spot.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And some of it's like, if you don't know, then you don't know.
Yeah.
Always been a really vibrant, LGBT community here, and just seeing its evolutions. And then finally, you know, I moved to Atlanta because I got involved with the LGBT Institute.
Yeah.
Which is national, based out of the Center for Civil Human Rights.
Yeah.
I was one of the only board members, along with Holiday Simmons, who was not living in Atlanta. So I was like, well, that feels kind of weird. I'm on a board.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of our work in the South. The Southern Survey is out there. We're trying to get people, in particular Black LGBT people, to think about, like, the only way we get our needs met is if people know, if we're a part of the data.
This is true. Right? Mm-hmm.
So just really doing a push for that survey that lots of people helped create so that we can actually have the evidence to go and say, look, you know, you don't have to ask us about the community. You don't have to mythologize Black LGBT experience. We are here. We're all over the South. And we're involved in critical parts of our community.
Cool. We're going to take our only commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dig deep into what is expected of the artists and everybody that's going to be a part of this year's Speakfire 2017. We're here with Timon T. Rest right here on our Atlanta Black Pride press conference edition of History of Black Gay America. Once again, where we encourage you to know your history and know your heritage. Please stay tuned. We have more in store.
Greetings, this is Dedrick Tillerson, founder of Forest Sports Foundation. Since our humble beginnings in 2014, our mission has been to uplift, educate, connect, and promote success in the LGBT community through the avenue of sports. Not only do we produce tournaments throughout the year, we also provide mentoring, develop talent pools, volunteer our time, and institute solid plans to help build awareness around the LGBT sports movement. For more information about how you can support the growth of our foundation, visit our website at www.4usports.org. Again, that's www.4usports.org. Whatever your favorite sport or game is, know that you have a home here at Forest Sports. We definitely look forward to seeing you at our next tournament.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
This is Larry Carter, official board member of Southwest Atlanta Pride. Since 2013, we've been a driving force in bridging the gap between LGBTQ neighbors on Atlanta's Southwest Side. Our mission is to support, educate, and inspire community by building bridges of unity and educating others in hopes of making every place a safe place in Southwest Atlanta, which includes West End, Westview, Capitol View, East Point, College Park, Cascade, and more. For more information on how you can support, partner, and donate, please visit facebook.com/Southwest Atlanta Pride or email swatlantapride@gmail.com.
What's up, listeners? This is Seek the Poet, encouraging you to know your history and heritage on Meek Productions Presents History of Black Gay America. Stay tuned. Your empowerment will continue after this break.
Greetings, this is Angela Hutchins, the First Lady of History of Black Gay Atlanta, inviting you to tune into our radio talk show for our 7th annual Black Pride Press Conference Series. Get the hottest information about all the events in store for the 21st annual celebration. You may hear from Pride producers such as Skate Boys ATL, RT Parties, Trax Girls, What's Up NATL, The Vision Community Foundation, Fab 5 ATL, Queendom Atlanta, and many more. For more information, follow us on social media at HistoryBLKGAYUSA. Once again, that's HistoryBLKGAYUSA. I look forward to seeing you this coming Labor Day weekend.
Meek Productions is a proud media partner for the Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration via History of Black Gay America.
Are you an LGBT music artist looking for worldwide exposure? Well, look no further. Meek Productions does it again as it presents the official radio spinoff of the upcoming music workshop and concert series, the Various Artist Talent Showcase. Tune in twice a month as we give the latest hits from the newest music discoveries in the LGBT community. We support and believe in the independent artists. To have your music played on our radio show, visit our official Facebook group or visit our website at meekproductions.com. That's M-E-A-K as in kite, productions with an S.com. The Various Artist Talent Showcase, where LGBT music artists take flight.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Seek the Poet. Labor Day weekend is just around the corner, and the official organizers of the world's largest Black Pride event is back for another round of entertainment and empowerment. In the Life, Atlanta presents the 21st annual Black Gay Pride Celebration, starting August 27th through September 4th, featuring their signature events, Speak Fire, the Literary Cafe, the Health and Wellness Expo with Campus Pride, the New Political Candidate Forum, and much more. For more detailed information, visit inthelifeatlanta.org. That's inthelifeatlanta.org. And as always, it's a new day with the ITLA.
Meek Productions is a proud media partner for the Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration via History of Black Gay America.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Antoine informing you to know your history and know your heritage right here on Meek Productions Presents History of Black Gay America.
And we are back with the last half of our Atlanta Black Pride Press Conference Audition Series of Meek Productions Presents History of Black Gay America, where we encourage you to know your history and heritage. We are here once again with Timum T. West, representing ITLA Presents Speak Fire 2017. Is getting ready to go down live in the Southwest ATL area in the historic West End District at Gallery 992, if I'm not mistaken, right? I wanted to make sure I got those numbers correct.
I do that myself. I'm like,
okay.
9999. I know it's 99.
Okay.
But you got it right, brother.
Yeah, I want to make sure. Yeah, Gallery 992. We had a chance to be at that spot for Southwest Atlanta Pride's talent showcase back in, was that back in what, June? Yeah, it was June, doing Stonewall Weekend.
That was a great event.
It was so awesome. So once again, I want to give a shout out to Alicia and Philly. And Alicia is one of the artists that's going to be featured at this year's Speak Fire, along with many others. Want to go down the list, Brother Timum?
Yes, I can go down the list. Let's see. I know all these people. I think one of the great things about our community is that you meet and get to know artists personally. And so when I thought about, hey, like who, how do we get people? And I think it's also important, something that you've always been adamant about, Meek, is really giving space for independent artists,
yes,
to highlight their work. And so I thought about who do I know, you know, in our area and beyond that would be willing to come together and make this a great show. So we have Ken J. Martin.
Oh, yes.
Who's a part of this. You know, he's I remember seeing some of his first shows back in, was it 2007?
Wow. Yeah,
back when I was doing an event called The Front Porch at House of Integrity.
Okay.
So I lived here. Actually, you lived here a year back in 07.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I spent a year here. I wanted to explore doing my art thing full time. And then I ended up getting pulled away, of course, by love. You know, somebody, you know me, I'll chase love. Not so much anymore.
But, okay.
back then, I'd get up and move for a boy real quick if he was cute enough.
Oh,
But yeah, so I moved to Houston, and that's where I met Seek and a bunch of other people. So everywhere I've gone, I think that's, you know, people say, well, you know, where do you live? Like, what do you, it's like, you know, the advantage of being a little bit of a nomad is that I've had an opportunity to meet people in different places. And so we got Japan, who's part of a group called The Cure. When
yes.
I moved to Houston, I did one of my first shows with them, and it wasn't even an LGBT show. It was like at some random straight hip-hop night.
Wow. Like,
let's do it. Why not? You know? So I met Japan. Japan's going to be here. Really excited to share the stage with him. He and I are co-founders of the Pink Elephant Hip-Hop
yes,
Festival.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. And they just celebrated their second year.
Mm-hmm.
It continues to grow and be strong. We have Sean, the Fearless Poet,
mm-hmm.
Who does an event that I've featured in a couple of times, Brunch, Punch, and Poetry.
Okay.
I hope I said that right. That alliteration kind of gets me. I love my brother Sean because Sean is from Arkansas. So
okay.
We both grew up in Arkansas, so we have that connection. We have Camille Williams.
Yes.
I got a story for everybody. Camille Williams and I met in Chicago. She was leaving to move to Atlanta. I was moving from Houston to Chicago, but we got a chance to meet at that connect. We stayed in touch. I like Camille because Camille is also, in addition to being a great friend of mine, is a poet, a published author, a hip-hop artist who's really dope.
Wow.
As well. So that we bring that multi-discipline kind of a feel and approach as an activist to a lot of the work that we do. Of course, Robin G. White is a legend unto herself,
mm-hmm.
in terms of poetry, and in particular that erotic brand,
yeah.
of poetry. Although she does so many other kinds of things as well. So, but definitely, I remember hosting Speak Fire with Robin.
Yeah,
back at one of the hotels. I don't even remember which one it was, but that was a great event that we got to host together. And actually, since then, we just stayed and remained in touch. We have Antron Rashad. I met Antron Rashad when I used to work for Deeper Love Project.
Really?
So the year that I was here, I was working at Charles
Stevens
was
yeah.
my boss.
Get out of here.
Charles Stevens was my boss. That young man was my boss. It hurt me.
I know.
Telling me what to do. Now, he's a great person. He and I both shared the, the ballot
mm-hmm.
for, I guess, the best activist for the Georgia Voice. Neither of us won that, but
mm-hmm.
it was just really an honor to see both him and myself represent in that category.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's where I met Antron Rashad. I probably had some kind of little influence on him. You probably remember Anya Elite.
Yeah.
Anya, we used to all do little gigs. They were all a part of that whole Front Porch
wow.
series that I did. I did that every month. I did a Front Porch show, brought all kinds of artists, straight and LGBT, to just really celebrate independent music. Naj came to Atlanta for one of the first times through this. Monica McIntyre came and performed with the cello as part of that. An artist named Kuku, who was acoustic artist, he's Nigerian, came
wow.
through the Front Porch at House of Integrity. So, and that's also like, again, that's where I met. That's where I met Teresa Davis. That's where I met
wow.
Meek. That's where I met Louisa McCullough. Just so many artists that have come through. Amani, Claudia Moss. So that was just a really special place to see artists come in and through that.
Amani, I miss you. You're my sister from another mother.
Yes, Amani, we do miss her. Of course, Day is interesting because I met Day at the Youth Center. I was director of youth services at Center on Halsted in Chicago. Day came in through Lambda Legal to do some kind of workshop. Mm-hmm. And we just connected right there because we were both passionate about youth work and helping our young adults. And so to realize that Day was going to be here was just really awesome because we had had a connection. And then, you know, Day and I are on the same board. Holiday and I are both on the board of the LGBT Institute, which is housed at the Center for Civil and Human Rights, which is a really important space. If you haven't been to that museum, mm-hmm. definitely go see it. And then we also have Alicia Tim.
Yes.
I got connected to the, Southwest Atlanta Pride. LGBT Neighbors.
Yes.
Which is a neighborhood group.
Yep.
I'm very proud as someone who lives on the Southwest side that there is an LGBT group that is representing that side of town. So in New York, they have Brooklyn and Queens and different kind of prides. I think we're getting to a space where we might see the development of prides that are neighborhood based.
And you know what? The important thing, like I had stated during that event was, because I actually co-hosted that event as well, to those of you that are listening, mm-hmm. that I grew up over there. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you know, my elementary school is right down the street from the actual gallery, 992. And it was just so serene for me to be there. Where I graduated from high school was right at the church, which is across the street from Gallery 992. And it's mm-hmm. like, you know, I used to walk this area and stuff like that. And I had a lot of bullying and teasing experiences in this neighborhood. So to see that there is an LGBT neighborhood group that's in the area where I grew up at was just very, very rewarding.
And I think that's just always, that's often a misnomer about the Black LGBT communities that we don't, you know, we don't as often do the gayborhoods. We live embedded in the historical Black communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we feel the most comfortable. And we are not always designated by rainbow flags.
This is true.
So I think people, if they're expecting those kind of markers mm-hmm. Of LGBT, then they won't see that, like, we are there. We are part of family life. We are part of religious life and faith experience. We are part of our schools. Like, you know, I've taught in Oakland and Houston and D.C. I've coached. So mm-hmm. we are a part of that life. And I think the visibility that we can have in Atlanta is just a way to let people know that, hey, like, we're not going to be ignored. And if you want to win elections, if you want to get things done, you need to actually be responsive to the Black LGBT people here. I did miss out on one person that I definitely don't want to make sure I miss out, and that's Monica Rae Simpson.
Oh,
who's an beautiful amazing
spirit. Beautiful spirit.
Performing. I saw Monica Rae Simpson perform in Chicago for the first
time. Wow.
Just a couple of years ago. So we have a newer connection, but you know, she and I are already talking about doing more collaborative work mm-hmm. because as an artist, I actually want to do more singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know my work. I do quite a bit of singing on my work, but I think the more I do it, people are like, oh, I wish you'd rap less and sing more.
I want you to do both. I mean, to be honest with you, when I heard the collaboration that you did, we've been blowing that up on our show for the longest, the mm-hmm. collaboration you did with Anthony. And, you know, with the old Bill Withers classic.
Oh, the lovely day.
Yes, baby. We've been blowing that up for a minute. And that's why, you know, I can't wait to bring you back on our LGBT music radio show for the Artist Spotlight, mm-hmm. where we play the very best of Tim T. West. That's going to be awesome.
That's great. And then also just people that know me, like, before I did solo work, I was with a pioneering hip hop group, DC.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
You know, so people saw Logo when they were playing, you know, the Pick Up the Mic documentary, but then also more mainstream hip hop documentaries like Hip Hop Beyond Beats and Rhymes that Byron Hurt did.
Yeah.
You have Mario Van Peebles did something called Bring Your A Game. And it was great and a special privilege to be a voice in hip hop who was shamelessly, you know, very proudly LGBTQ identified.
This is true.
And to be right there on the set with Fat Joe and Ice Cube and P. Diddy and Lupe Fiasco. And so a lot of people don't know that. Like, you go back and look at those documentaries, people think, I did see you in that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was there representing. So it's important. Like, the whole, you know, LGBT presence in hip hop is not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for people to recognize this. I meet the younger artists and they don't know any of the history.
So they don't.
Think they're the first one. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh no, we did whole national, international tours.
Yes.
As openly LGBT artists. So that's what's up.
Yeah, man. Once again, this is been awesome to have you on the show, and I know it's late because, as you can tell, I'm kind of winding down myself.
You and me both.
You know, but once again, do not forget to check us out next week. weekend at the 21st annual Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration on Friday night in the historic West End community. Gallery 992 will be the official venue for the 21st annual Speak Fire, a celebration of music and spoken word. The original signature event of In the Life Atlanta, the official host organization for Atlanta Black Gay Pride. To purchase your advance tickets, please visit the website www.inthelifeatlanta.org. Once again, that's inthelifeatlanta.org. Once again, advance tickets are $10. It will be $15 at the door.
And we expect to sell out.
Yes, so. We do, because space is limited. So be sure to get your spot in right away. Any final thoughts, Tim?
Nah, just excited to be a part of it, excited to pull this together. You know, a lot of these artists really came together sort of, you know, last minute because they care about the community. And we love working together and creating art together. So it's going to be a really momentous night. You don't want to miss it.
Cool, man. And of course, yours truly will be hosting along with Holiday Simmons, my boy.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome. And it's going to be our first time actually working together in that capacity. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about
that. And that's 10 o'clock at Gallery 992. and it's a compact set, so we'll be in there and out of there by 1 a.m., and there'll still be parties going on.
Yo, you know there'll be parties going on to probably at 5 in the morning.
Exactly. No,
probably so till dusk.
If you want to get your poetry on and go snuggle with your boo after, you can do that. If you want to go to the poetry and hip-hop and soul event and then go party some more, you can do that as well.
You sure can. And as always, remember to know your history and know your heritage. Meek Productions, History of Black Gay America, is so proud to be the official media partner for Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration for the past 8 years. So we're looking forward to seeing many of you at the various events right here in the ATL. Until next time, we'll see you soon.
South Fulton, Tri-Cities, Douglas County, South Cobb, and West Atlanta. Looking for a place to find out news and information about your community? Well, the Home Rule News is here just for you. Visit us online at www.homerulenews.com. That's www.homerulenews.com. Your news, your community. Now you know.